Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. If you're looking for more purpose, more passion, more joy in your life, then you have come to the right place. I am your host, Shirin Eskandani, the founder of Wholehearted Coaching and the Wholehearted Life Coaching Certification. This podcast is in service of your biggest dreams. We'll talk about mindset, manifestation, mindfulness, and we'll also look at the transformative power of life coaching and being a life coach. If you are ready to create your dream life while living your dream life, then let's do it, love. Welcome to Wholehearted Coaching, the podcast. This is where we take a deeper dive into my Mindset Monday post, which you can read on Instagram at Wholehearted Coaching. Or if you want to go even deeper and get my free weekly journal prompts that are inspired by this episode, sign up for my email list by heading to my website, wholehearted-coaching.com. And if you're interested in joining one of my transformational courses, or you're ready to take the leap and become a wholehearted coach yourself, you can head to wholehearted-coaching.com/offerings. And of course, all this information is also in the show notes. For the month of April, we're doing something a little different, something I think is really special. If you've been part of the Wholehearted community for a while, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that a topic that is very near and dear to my heart is that of decolonizing our lives. It's something that I address and talk about. I've brought in a lot of guests to speak about their thoughts on it. And for the month of April, each week, we're going to be looking at and exploring a different aspect in our lives, our self-growth journey, that we can start to decolonize. We're going to look at how we can decolonize our dreams today. We're going to look at how to decolonize our mindset, our intuition, and so much more. I wanted to do this series for a couple of reasons. One of the big ones is that I think there are a lot of misconceptions or misunderstandings about what it means to decolonize our lives. You know, for some folks, I think you hear that term and we think, oh, we're going to be sticking it to the man. We're going to go off grid and just like live in the wild. And okay, that could be one person's version of decolonizing. But really what decolonizing is a deep process of healing. It's about understanding what thoughts, beliefs, and ways of being are not yours. What are the thoughts and beliefs that you have inherited from the society around you? What we have to understand about this idea of decolonizing is that it's not just for certain folks. It's not just for marginalized folks. It's for all of us to engage in and be part of it, because all of us are affected by colonization. Whether that is through white supremacy, capitalism, or patriarchy. These oppressive systems really shape so much of what we believe, what we imagine, what we dream, how we think, how we act in the world. And so decolonizing is a reclamation. It is you really going inward and understanding what is yours to keep and what is yours to let go of. Now, as I say all of this, I really want you to understand that the concepts, the themes, the topics we're going to be talking about are going to be incredibly transformational and transformative. And also, it will bring up a lot. Because when you start to do this work, you really start to realize how much of what you're holding on to about yourself and your life was never yours to hold on to in the first place. So lots of anger and grief and frustration can come up. And you must understand that this work is continual, right? Take what you can from each of these episodes. Really allow yourself to sit with what you can sit with unpack with what you can unpack right now in your life, and come back to these episodes, because I have a feeling, no, I actually know this, that once you return and re-listen to these episodes this month especially, you will hear something new and different each and every time. I know that for myself, when it comes to decolonizing who I am and how I exist in the world, it is continual, it is patient, it is full of grace, and I'm always learning something new, even if it is from the same teachers and teachings. And as you know, again, if you've been around for a while, I believe so much in the importance of decolonization, especially when it comes to our healing journey, that my certification, the Wholehearted Coaching Certification, is rooted and centered in a decolonized curriculum. And I'm going to be making some big announcements about the certification this month as well. But these episodes are for all of us. I will be talking about certain ways that in the certification, we apply the ideas we're going to be talking about. But really, these episodes are for each and every one of us to take a deep look inward, to really do an inventory. You know, maybe this is great that it's happening during the spring, right? Spring cleaning. Spring cleaning is all about keeping what brings you joy and letting go of what is no longer serving you. So maybe let's just look at this entire month as a deep spring cleaning. But before we dive in, I am so excited to announce the winner of our giveaway. For the month of March, we asked this incredible community for your feedback, right? What you would love to hear on the podcast. And each and every entry went toward a giveaway where you could win a free one-on-one with me. First, thank you to everyone who applied. Thank you to everyone for your suggestions and your input. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This community is truly the best. But of course, there can only be one winner of the giveaway, and that winner is, selected completely at random, Beth Ann Martin. Beth Ann, I cannot wait to have our session together. Email me at Sharin@wholehearted-coaching.com to set up a time. All right, let's get into this week's Mindset Monday. It reads, "The colonizers colonized our dreams. They colonized our imaginations. To dream is an act of revolution love, so dream on, dreamer. Your dreams are a rebellion of love, joy, and possibility. We can only create the unimaginable when we begin to dream again." So this is something that I've shared before here on the podcast. But when I started to coach, when I was a coach and I was working with clients, I realized that a lot of my clients were coming to me with the same dreams, the same type of dreams and goals. I cannot tell you how many folks I have worked with who initially said that they wanted to go back to school, maybe get their MBA. So many people around certain ages, like in their 30s, that their dream is to find a partner, get married, move, maybe find a home. And these dreams, of course, in and of themselves are wonderful and beautiful. But I really started to ask myself, where was the diversity in the dreams? And I really started to notice the patterns, right? The certain age points or age groups and what those dreams were. This idea of, I'm supposed to be doing this by now. And you, as my coach, please help me do this thing that I'm supposed to be doing. So as a coach, a big part of my job, of a coach's job, is to help people realize their goals. I mean, that's why folks work with a coach. That is what makes coaching such a unique modality. It is goal-driven. But as a coach, I also started to realize that if my job a part of my job, a big part of my job, is to help people realize their goals. What goals was I helping them realize? Was it actually the goals that they truly wanted? Or was it goals that they thought they should be achieving? I think for me, this was one of the first seeds of decolonization that was planted within me. Of course, I didn't know that at the time, but really realizing that so many of the goals and the dreams that we hold for ourselves actually may not be the goals that we have dreamt up. They're goals that society has dreamt up for us, our families have dreamt up for us, the larger culture has dreamt up for us. You see, I started to realize that my clients and so many of us were coming to me dreaming within this box of possibility, this box of what they were told was possible for them, what they saw was possible for them, what they had seen around them and thought was, this is what is possible for me. And so while it may have seemed like a big dream or a big goal, especially when I was working with folks that were the first in their family line to do such incredible and big things, while yes, they were big goals, they were still within a box. A box that I started to realize was not created by them. And I really started to ask myself, as a coach, do I want to be helping people toward what they think they want, what they've been told they should want? Or do I want to help people toward what they truly want? I think you know that I chose the latter, right? And I realized that in order to get to what we truly want, we have to go way deeper. We have to let go of so much of what we hold on to when it comes to what we think is possible for us. Because what is possible for us is what we have seen and what we've been told. So we need to reimagine, redefine, and reclaim what possibility means. And we need to move beyond that. We need to start dreaming outside the box, imagining outside that box. And what I'm sharing with you now, years later, I realized, oh crap, that's decolonizing. I realized, right, that box of possibility has been created by so many oppressive systems, by white supremacy, by capitalism, by patriarchy, right? You are a woman who is 35. You are supposed to be working toward what? What does society tell us? Getting married, having a job with a firm 401k, maybe having kiddos, right? It's like we can name these things off. We can list them off so clearly because we know. We know what we have seen and what we have been told. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that those things may not be your dream. But what I am saying is the reason why we want those dreams. That is what is so important. Do you want it because you truly desire it? Or do you want it because you've been told that that is how you create a happy, fulfilling life? Here is what I know to be true about this community. So many of us in this community have ticked off those damn boxes that society gave us. We went to school. We did really well. We got a job. We were really great people in the world. We were there for our community. Maybe we found a partner. Perhaps we got married. Maybe we even had kids. We ticked off all of the boxes that they told us were supposed to make us happy and fulfilled, and we found ourselves on the other side, not feeling that way. And the insidious thing about how this all works is when you get to that point where you realize I ticked off all the boxes and I don't feel any more happy or fulfilled, our society says, oh, well, you know what? There's actually one more box that you should tick off, right? It makes you think that you are to blame, that you are at fault, that maybe if you had done this a little bit more perfectly, Or maybe if you had actually followed this other path, you would be more fulfilled and happy. Love, the problem is not you. The problem is this damn box of possibility and dreams that they have given us. And it's time to dismantle it. So I want to share a quote with you about decolonization that really, to me, sums up what this is. I'm going to be sharing a lot of quotes in this episode, so get ready. But these are the quotes that really blew my mind, altered something like within me, something chemically within me. So when we think of colonization, we obviously think of the occupation of land, right? People coming and taking over a geography. But we have to understand that colonization goes way beyond land. It is also the occupation of culture, of customs, of imaginations, of emotions. Edgar Villanueva, in his book, Decolonizing Wealth, writes, "Conquering is one thing. You travel to another place and take its resources, kill the people who get in your way, and then you go home with your spoils. But in colonization, you stick around, occupy the land, and force the existing indigenous people to become you. It's like a zombie invasion. Colonizers insist on taking over bodies, minds, and souls of the colonized." So to colonize, you're not only just taking over the land, but you're also taking over the way in which people live. And as I say this, I want you to know that regardless of your cultural background, we are all affected by colonization. Within each of us exists an inner colonizer, right? An inner colonizer, this part of us that upholds the beliefs and the values of the oppressive systems. I mean, a really clear example of this that affects all of us is women's bodies on so many different levels. But let's just look at the idea of the space that women's bodies are allowed to occupy in our society. How a woman's body is supposed to look like, how it's supposed to move, how it is supposed to be. That is not shaped by us. That is not shaped by me. I want to let go of that, honestly, right? But I have been so indoctrinated into the beliefs and ideals of what a woman's body is supposed to look like and how it's supposed to be and how it's supposed to take up space. To me, this quote by Villanueva was so powerful because while I knew that colonization wasn't just about land, I didn't really know, right? Like it put a lot of pieces together for me where I was like, oh, right. For a people to be able to take over and occupy a land, you have to totally shift the culture, the ways of being, the ways of imagining that the people who are indigenous to that place believe and hold on to. You have to completely shift and alter who they are. And dreaming, our dreams are an innate part of who we are. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know how deeply I believe in the power and importance of dreaming. But not just any dreams, dreams that are rooted in our deepest desires, dreams that push outside those boxes, dreams that go into the unimaginable. And when it comes to colonization, what has happened is that our dream space has kind of been limited. It's been capped. It's been controlled. Yes, you can dream, but this is how you should dream. This is what you should be striving toward. I now want to share with you two quotes that, to me, changed completely how I think about dreams, how I think about coaching, how I think about goal setting. And now looking back, were seeds for me of decolonization. So the first one is by William S. Burroughs, and he wrote, The way to kill a man or a nation is to cut off his dreams. The way the white are taking care of the Native Americans, killing their dreams, their magic, their familiar spirits. Now, the second quote is by Adrienne Marie Brown. And she writes, "Imagination is one of the spoils of colonization, which in many ways is claiming who gets to imagine the future for a given geography. Losing our imagination is a symptom of trauma. Reclaiming the right to dream the future, strengthening the muscle to imagine together as Black people is a revolutionary decolonizing activity. Our imaginations have been colonized. This is a truth, and it is a truth that is both angering and liberating. Because once we can reclaim our imaginations, once we can reclaim our dream space again, we can create the unimaginable. We can create a future, not just for ourselves, but for our communities and society that is unlike anything we have seen. What I want as a coach, as a human existing in this world, is for all of us to be able to reclaim our dream space again, reclaim our imaginations, because once we do, we start to create things that we have never seen. And when I say never seen, for example, let's use my life. If I were to write about my life on paper, you know, I am a 40-year-old woman, I am married, I have my own business. Listen, that's not working outside the box of possibility. There's a lot of people who have that. But when I say never seen, I'm talking about how I live my life. I live my life with joy and ease. I run my business with ease. I work with people I believe in. I put my money towards causes and folks that I love. That is also what I'm talking about when I'm saying outside of the box. Because sometimes it may look like, oh, you know, what is Shireen talking about? Her life seems pretty, you know, cut and paste, ticking off the boxes. But this is a life that I have truly created by design for myself. And some of that is yes, and how I live it. Okay, yes, it's unconventional that I have a business in which I am a life coach. It is unconventional that I have my own certification. But to me, what is the most unconventional about my life is the way in which I live it. You know that phrase, I am my ancestors' wildest dreams? We often think of that in what we are doing, but we forget about the most important part of that equation, in my opinion, which is how we are living. My ancestors looking down, I know that they are cheering me on, not just because of what I am accomplishing, but how I am living my life. And one of my deepest intentions as well in the work that I do and how I do it and how I speak about it is that I hope to this community, maybe it's just to one person out there, that it is a source of inspiration, that it is for them a reason for them to make their box just a little bit bigger, their box of possibility. So for me as a coach, and within the Wholehearted Coaching certification, the way we approach goal setting and working towards our goals is on a much deeper level. Of course, we always honor the goals that a client comes to a coach with. We don't deny those. However, as Wholehearted Coaches, as decolonized coaches, we understand that it is our responsibility to also go deeper. What I believe we have to change within the coaching world is to change this industry that's just about chasing these empty goals. We as coaches have a deeper responsibility to our clients. Coaching should be a space where we can go deeper, where we can reclaim all the parts of who we are. We get to, as coaches, invite our clients to dream again, to imagine again, to be able to move beyond those boxes of possibility. Coaching should be a space for someone to reclaim an innate part of who they are. a dreamer. Coaching should be a homecoming. Because when we don't do this, when we don't go deep, when we don't really tap into the power of our dream space and imaginations, that limitless space, we just end up recreating a future that feels like the present, that is the present in many ways. So for me as a coach, and again, in the Wholehearted Coaching certification, one of the first things I do, one of the first things we do as Wholehearted Coaches is to first explore our client's relationship with dreams and dreaming. So I'm going to share some prompts with you and just see what comes up for you. But these are prompts that I use in my sessions. So here are a few prompts. You may want to stop the podcast, pause the podcast as I ask them. I'll offer some space, but they're really great in getting clear on what your relationship with dreaming is. Are you a limitless dreamer, or are you someone who is putting a cap on how you dream? So the prompts are, to dream means. In my household, growing up, dreaming was. People who dream freely are. What is scary about dreaming? What is exciting about dreaming? So just see what comes up for you with those prompts. I know for me, when I first kind of explored prompts like these ones around dreaming, I really realized how much of my parents' fears and worries I had taken on when it came to dreaming. That yes, I was creating this life that really looked big, but it was rooted in fear. I was making decisions that were quote unquote safe, quote unquote, I was supposed to be making or I should have been making. I was really living a life that was rooted in fear and trauma, right? As a first generation immigrant, an Iranian woman who had to flee a country because of war, there was a lot of worry and fear in my household. And so there wasn't really a space to dream, even though I remember as a child, my favorite thing to do was to dream and imagine. But what ended up happening, like happens for so many of us, is I inherited my family's fears and worries, and I manifested that into how my future should look. And, you know, to be honest too, when I also look at the dreams I created for myself, you know, when I was younger, a lot of those dreams were improving my worth, improving my value. And so they were dreams that I knew that society upheld. So for you, when you reflect on your relationships with dreams and dreaming and your imagination, what comes up? I will say a lot of heavy feelings can come up when we think about this. We recently talked about this topic in my group coaching program, the Alchemy Collective, and it was such an incredible call. There was a lot of heavy feelings, though, when people realized, oh my gosh, so much of how I dream, so much of how I allow myself to dream is rooted in other people's fears and worries, is rooted in what I think I'm supposed to do, is rooted in what society has told me to do. So if a lot is coming up for you, do not worry, you are in the best company. Some other ways in the Wholehearted certification that we really decolonize how we create goals and how we dream is that instead of having very fixed goals, right, you know, goals that are set at the beginning of a coach-client relationship that don't change, we instead have fluid goals, right? These are goals that can change and shift as the client and coach relationship builds. They're goals that we re-examine. Is this really what you want? Does this really resonate with you right now? And as a decolonized coach, a Wholehearted Coach, we create an environment in which a client feels comfortable and free to change, alter, and modify what they want. And unfortunately, this doesn't happen as often as it should in the coaching world. A lot of coaching relationships are formed around fixed goals, right? You said you're going to do this in September, so come March, that is exactly what you are supposed to do. You know, but what happens if in November you realize, wait, that isn't the thing for me, or this doesn't feel right to me anymore? Fluid goals are really in service of this process of decolonizing, because the more you heal, the more you grow, your goals are supposed to change. They're supposed to shift. So if as a coach, you're actually doing your job, then those goals with your client will be transforming throughout that process. Another way that we kind of decolonize coaching is instead of focusing always on external goals, right? Goals like changing careers, writing a book, finding a partner, we really, really focus on internal goals. Goals that are internally motivating. Things like finding more clarity, cultivating self-trust, creating more joy. This is something I really realized in my years coaching, is that internal goals unlock external goals that we could have never imagined. Because once you start to really trust yourself, then you start making decisions that are really aligned. Once you have more joy in your life, you start doing things that really feel good to you, things that may surprise you. So internal goals, even though, right, sometimes they don't sound as sexy, right? I'm going to help you find more clarity. They are the goals that really change lives. And one of the final ways that I want to share with you that we approach goals and goal setting in the Wholehearted Certification that is decolonized is that we get clear on what success means to the client. Success is defined by the client. In a lot of coaching spaces, success is defined, right, in a very colonized way. You reach a goal created at the beginning of the coaching relationship in a fixed amount of time. Whereas success in a decolonized model is something that is defined by the client at the beginning of the coaching relationship, and it's re-examined throughout the coaching process. It can change and shift and alter. So, love, as we slowly come to the end of our exploration around decolonizing our dreams, our goals, I want to leave you with a question that I often ask myself when I set a goal. I always ask myself, is this my goal or is it a goal someone gave me? Something I really want to highlight about everything I've shared and said in this episode is that when it comes to decolonizing our goals and our dreams, it really comes down to your why. Because, you know, you may ask yourself, is this a goal that someone gave me or is this my goal? And you're like, no, I really do want to go get my MBA. This is my goal. And the answer to that, right, really lies in the why, is the why deeply rooted in your desires, your values, your beliefs? Or is it rooted in someone else's desires, values, and beliefs? Right? So if you're ever unsure, always come back to your why. My deepest wish, my deepest desire is for all of us to step into the unimaginable, to move beyond possibility. Because when we do, we start creating a present and a future that is unlike the one that we are living in now. A future that is rooted in collective liberation, collective joy, and collective ease. That is my dream. And I hope it is yours too. So as we finish this episode, I want you to think of one thing that's resonating with you from what was shared and said. Let's take a deep breath in. Hold that one thing at the top and breathe out. Until next week, I will talk to you then. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend, subscribe or follow where you love listening most. And if you haven't yet, leave a review.
You can do this on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Podchaser, or Podcast Addict. Until next week, love.